The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for October is the Bible Answer Man featuring Hank Hanegraaff. Heard weekday afternoons at 3 p.m., the Bible Answer Man has been on KCIS for many years. First with Walter Martin as host and then Hank Hanegraaff in the early 90s. Hank Hanegraaff is also the president of the Christian Research Institute, dealing with non-Christian cults and aberrant theology. The program deals with Bible questions and answers from listeners, also challenging and informative podcast interviews from Hank, all defending the biblical Christian worldview. Recently, Hank was answering a question from a listener about the meaning of prayer and how it works.
I'm hoping you can deal with some of my deist leanings I've got going here.
Okay.
And in this Thanksgiving season, you know, we think a lot about petitions and Thanksgiving, and I know that the Word tells us to have a relationship with God, but then it also says to present our requests, our petitions. You know, Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, bring your requests to God, basically. And in Luke 11, it talks about to ask, and it will be given to you, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, you know, I've seen people ask for things that are so trivial, and then, of course, people ask for much more serious things. In this day and age, we don't usually get a supernatural response. I mean, that's not the normative thing. Certainly, God can do anything. But so how do we know if our answered prayer was just something that naturally happened or if it's something that God intervened and actually did for us?
Yeah, a couple of things I would say about that. Number one is the primary purpose of prayer is not to get things from God, but to build a relationship with the lover of your soul out of which everything else flows. So supplication is certainly an aspect of prayer, but it isn't the principal aspect of prayer. The principal aspect of prayer is to root and ground the relationship you have with the one who knit you together in your mother's womb. But as far as knowing that God is answering our prayer, all we have to know is that He is interested in every single detail of our lives. And so He is intimately involved in our lives. And therefore, we know in many cases that God answers the prayer in a different way than we would ever perceive this side of the veil. When we get to eternity, we'll realize what God was doing. The reason being is we don't really know what we need. We don't know what we want. We don't know how every piece of the tapestry fits together, but God does. And that's why our life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. We don't choose the colors. He weaveth steadily. Oft times He weaveth sorrow, and we in foolish pride forget He sees the upper and we the underside. And it won't be until we get to eternity that we understand how all the pieces fit together. And that's why we are taught to pray, "Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done."
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. Here at weekday afternoons at 3, exclusively on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.